for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Representatives from 18 political parties met today with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to discuss issues around voter registration and the voters' role ahead of crucial polls to end the government of national unity.
First item on the agenda that we discussed was voter registration. And secondly, we want total political inclusivity in the accreditation committee of ZEC. It is made mostly of people from the president's office.
A dispute over cattle donated to celebrate President Robert Mugabe's birthday spills into the courts with the ZANU-PF Secretary for Administration, Didmus Mutasa, and a top journalist, Superman Duwanzira, taking the stand today.
And Finance Minister Tendai Biti tells Zimbabweans in the United States to up their game and invest back home, saying business people from South Africa, Britain and China are swapping assets on the cheap in the country.
They are going to have a platform which we are leading, and that the foreigners may or may not go back home, but they still have an important role. They love their country and they want to contribute to the development of their country.
Representatives from 18 political parties in the country met today with the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission to discuss issues around the voters' registration process, the voters' role, and fees charged to access copies of the voters' list. The meeting was called by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission following reports by political parties that some of their supporters were finding it difficult to register as voters with the Registrar General's office, which is in charge of that process. Last week, ZEC announced it had removed 345,000 dead people from the voters' roll, adding 60,000 people have so far been registered as first-time voters.
But some parties say they need proof to support ZEC's assertions. Political parties are also unhappy with the amount of money charged to access the voters' roll. At what level, it costs $15 to get a voter's roll in a country with 1,958 wards, meaning at least $30,000 is needed to access the voter's list for the whole country. MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri his party is particularly concerned about the so-called aliens who are being turned away from registration centres.
This meeting was called by the Zimbabwe Election Commission at the behest of the MDCT. We wrote to the ZEC where we complained about a lot of things that were happening around voter registration and the preparation for elections. First item on the agenda that we discussed was voter registration. And secondly, we want total political inclusivity in the accreditation committee of ZEC. It is made mostly of people from the president's office. We want it to be made of people from all the political parties. The National Logistical Committee, this is the committee that oversees the distribution of the ballot papers, the preparation and the logistics for the election. We want all political parties to be included. And also we discussed about equal access to the media, because it is the responsibility of ZEC to make sure that all political parties have equal access to the media.
That was MDCT spokesman Douglas Monzora on the phone in Harare.
ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo said he was still waiting to be updated on the meeting by party representatives who attended, but he says he's happy the ZEC has cleaned up the voters' roll.
I was not involved in the selection of people who went for that meeting, but I'm sure we must be represented. But I can't say for sure that were represented, and that I know who went to represent us. But there's a party, obviously, when ZEC calls for a meeting, we are obliged to attend that kind of a meeting. So I'm sure some of my colleagues might have gone there.
Last week, ZEC announced that it has removed about 345,000 names of dead people from the voters' roll. What's your take as a party on this development?
No, we welcome that development, because I think it's good that ZEC is seen to be cleaning up the voters' roll, and
I'm sure that is the work of the Register General as well. We are happy that this thing is taking place because there have been complaints left and right about the fact that the voters' roll is not clean, the dead people's names are still on the voters' roll. So we welcome this development and we hope it will clear the air. And secondly, we also welcome the registration of a number of voters in the country. So far, so good, but we want more people to go and register as voters because this election is a challenge to Zimbabweans. We want to decide once and for all that we establish who is going to be running Zimbabwe. Certainly, we are not happy with the inclusive government, which we think has failed the people of Zimbabwe.